so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
What the regime wants to do is create a crisis that does a couple of things. One, it diverts its own population away from its crumbling economy. Our maximum pressure campaign is working, and the regime wants to create a crisis to divert them. And then number two, it wants to get the international community and folks here in Washington, the Democrats especially, to buy into this narrative that this is all President Trump's fault.
I hope people are not, but people are just jumping on it. But they see a complicated situation. When Iraq and Iran, you're going to blame Trump for Iraq and Iran tensions? Well, believe me, it's not the story. What is the story, this is an Iran problem, not necessarily an Iraq problem. With me right now is Dr. Kanta Ahmed, and she's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. Also, she just got back from Iraq. Always appreciate her insights. Dr. Ahmed, welcome back.
Great to be with you. Happy New Year, Brian, to you and your listeners.
Back at you. So when you found out on Friday that our base has been rocketed and we lost a contractor and five of our guys have been injured, what were you hoping the response would be from us?
Exactly what President Trump ordered. And in fact, this is a response that was long overdue, and we should be very proud of our president. It is very important to chastise Iran. There have been 11 rocket strikes in the last 2 months by Iranian militia on U.S. interests, which include U.S. employees that are not even members of the military. So what this shows is that President Trump has unveiled what the deep state here in the United States has been denying, but what Iraqis tell me all the time, that Iran has annexed the southern part of federal Iraq. Iran has reopened missile factories and ballistic factories that Saddam used to operate and makes missiles inside Iraq that it then directs at Tel Aviv, at Riyadh, and at U.S. interests. So this is a welcome relief. The veil is off, and Iran is operating out of Iraq without compunction, and it doesn't care for the consequences to the Iraqi people either. So this is an excellent response.
It is a response. So then they stormed our embassy, and they got past the perimeter, burned the reception, defiled the perimeter of it, and now they're demanding, after a sit-in, basically a sit-in afterwards, they're demanding Parliament vote on expelling us. Being that Iran helped broker this government, do you expect the vote to go against us? And if so, what should we do?
Well, I think it's important to note that both the Iraqi president and the Iraqi prime minister have submitted their resignation. While I was in Iraq, I met with the deputy speaker of parliament in Kurdistan, the northern part of Iraq, which should be an independent state. And they explained that there really is no one at the wheel in Iraq. So I'm not sure what that vote is going to say, but there are strong factions, political factions of the same Iranian militia. They have political representatives for Hezbollah and the PMF in parliament, and they're going to vote to kick the United States out. The United States is not leaving that region. We've spent $2 trillion taxpayer dollars. We are not going to have sacrificed that and almost 5,000 American and British lives, tens of thousands maimed, to leave the region in chaos. But what President Trump and his advisors are surely thinking about is augmenting our relationships with northern Iraq, with Kurdistan. That's where our troops are. That's where we launched the operation against Baghdadi in Erbil. As I was in Erbil, you see Black Hawk helicopters circling. You see American military presence because they're absolutely safe and valued there. They safeguard our flag and honor our flag, the American flag, better than we do here in the United States in Kurdistan. So I think if they vote to kick the United States out, the gloves are off and the U.S. will augment its support and alliance with pro-American, pro-Israel Kurdistan.
Yeah, but we'd be cut out of Baghdad. Would we be cut out of Baghdad?
Baghdad already belongs to Tehran. And anyone that has spent time in Iraq will understand that. And that will then give the United States ability to pressure sanctions not only on Iran, but on federal Iraq in the south. That's the non-Kurdish part. That's the Shia and Sunni part. The sanctions in Iran can't really take full effect unless you strangle the Iranian-controlled Iraq as well. So the gloves are off, and we may need to have extremely vigorous response even more. Don't forget, Iran has also launched drone strikes, lethal drone strikes on a Saudi Arabian oil installation and wreaked havoc since the early summer on all those oil tankers belonging to different countries in the Persian Gulf. So there is no question that Iran is going to push us and push us and push us by us remaining allied with a puppeted government.
Thanks so much, Dr. Ahmed. Appreciate it.